I have a fun little idea, sort of improv experiment here. We love doing like improv to kind of like get things going. And I thought this would be a really, really fun thing to kind of open up with. What would be a horrible version of hell that is not your fire and brimstone?
The DMV.
The DMV. Yeah,
damn it.
And your number never gets called?
No, you're just sitting there, oh, you got to go into that other line.
So the problem is with that, because I was about to say the same thing, but the reason is because like back in the day watching the show Supernatural, they talk to this one demon that basically reforms hell because he's just like, yeah, fire and brimstone, but some people start getting into it, you know, and all that stuff. They're like, oh, thank you. Can I have another? But he's like, no one likes sitting in a line. So it's this line that goes stretches forever, and they have to sit in this line. And when you get to the front of the line, go back to the back of the line. And you just keep doing that. So hell is just standing there, slowly trudging along, and just be told to go back.
Wow.
And it's like, of course it's hell, so it's like billions of people. So the line's billions long. It's just like, and I'm like, damn, yeah, that actually would be insufferable.
Or just talking to any, like, HR department for, like, oh, no, I've got to transfer to this person.
Oh,
I transferred you here, but you're going to have to go here. Like, I recently started a new job, and just HR, fuck them. I hate them so much.
Bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm. Why am I talking to somebody in Iowa in a job I'm doing in Maryland?
Oh, I like my company's HR.
What was that?
I like my company's HR.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
I have good HR.
Yeah, mine's cool. So she gets a bunch of tattoos, and then we talk about getting new tattoos all the time.
I'm sad. I'm actually kind of sad that your HR sucks.
Yeah, I know.
My HR is non-existent.
I fun fact, I'm actually on the fun committee at my job.
Wait, really? Why haven't you brought this up before?
I'm not even the least bit surprised. Jake's gunning for the lead on the team.
Put that on your resume.
I was
the leader of the fun committee.
I was the only guy for a long time, actually. I was the only guy on there. But
awesome.
All right, yeah. Well, what do you do in the fun committee?
We go through each month and we see what national day it is. You know, Cheesecake Day or National Aviation Day, like that kind of stuff.
Bro,
and
I was doing that for free at my job.
Oh, man, next year you can look forward to Gulf of America Day.
Yeah.
Why next year?
Because they made Gulf of America Day the day they renamed it Gulf of America.
But golf is played like every
day. No, G-U-L-F.
Oh.
Gulf of America.
We're not talking about a sport, Tim. We're
talking about the body of water.
The Gulf of Mexico.
I thought you were like Tiger Woods, like declared next year we'll have Gulf of America. Be like, is this like about like them trying to rebrand golf as a hip and fast paced sport?
Oh no,
impossible. Unless Happy Gilmore's in it, then it's a lot of fun.
He's a hockey stick. That's great.
I feel like we let Tim off really loose there.
Like, I thought he was
golf. Gulf of America. The body of water. I'm like, yeah, there are water traps in golf.
Like how he didn't get it after I said the body of water.
Yeah.
Like, is it celebrating the traps of golf?
The gators? Is there gators?
Yeah, those are some terrible water hazards. Yeah.
Tim's worst hell is living in Gulf of America. Every day.
Where is the golf balls? I haven't seen a single club.
Stuck in another water trap. What's your hell, James?
So I thought one that would be
wait. The fun committee is just sending emails about what day.
We plan like company retreats and stuff
Okay, that's nice.
I'll say when you say fun committee, I'm just expecting Jake go like, it's the fun committee. Yeah. I'm just a clown, and he's just like painted face and just like jumping around.
We sit in our HR ladies' room and then we talk about what things we can do on what days and how much money we can spend on the company spring event and shit like that. So
Well, your company has a spring fling.
It's a company spring event where we invite like all the employees' families out, and like I think this year we're doing Dave and Buster's and stuff like that.
Lots of corporate companies do fun things, just not yours.
Not yours.
Yeah.
Nor mine. Apparently,
we had pizza to celebrate another team member moving on to another job.
Tim, that's literally the meme. Don't say that's fun.
Pizza party.
Worker morale.
We would like a costume.
Tim just lives in his own hell. Every time he talks about something awful.
But he doesn't realize it's bad until he talks to others. He's like, is that bad?
Tim just lives in bad corporate world. the corporate meme world.
Oh my god. All right. So mine was a never-ending water slide.
Oh yeah,
that's a good one.
I could see it.
So you go down the water slide and you know first like 10 seconds you're like woo yeah and like goes for like a minute and you're like okay this is really long, and then you know it goes through all the turns and all the twists and the loops and all that kind of stuff, and then you're just like, oh, is this gonna end? And it never does.
Your adrenaline just keeps spiking and spiking spiking, and you just can't calm down.
Yeah, eventually you pass out. Like
your butt is like
hey, I need to go to sleep now.
It ain't stopping.
Every time you go to sleep, there's this specific hump that just throws you against the ceiling.
Your entire existence on the slide, you're just like throwing your belongings and whatever, and you just have like a whole house.
Yeah.
Just like all sliding. You just like gradually find things over time.
Turns out you can take it with you, but it's gonna fuck you.
Well, that's like the tagline of a good show. It's like a show about hell.
Hell slide.
Hell slide.
Welcome to hell.
And it's like, they said you couldn't take it with you.
So I went to hell slide and all I got was a stupid shirt.
This is how I'm going to make my million. I'm pitching hell slide.
I'm pitching hell slide.
Hey, you might get Stephen King to produce it for you.
I think my personal hell would be you're forever listening to podcasts that are interesting, but you can't pay attention to the conflict or can't pay attention to the content because there are just so many tiny, minuscule audio issues that it just detracts enough from what the person's saying, and you keep rewinding to hear the same part, but the same thing keeps distracting you.
I thought you started talking. My personal hell is listening to a podcast about five guys playing Pathfinder. It's really shitty.
Again, Tim was something that he does.
Tim, wake up!
Wake up,
Tim.
You're not dead.
Don't go into the light.
If Tim pees on the floor.
You started saying that explanation, I like started choking.
For God's sakes, Tim, get a therapist.
Look how you broke my boy.
I wake up. And I was like,
Pathfinder? What was that?
Like the podcast dream again.
It's like that. Wait, wakes up in a cold sweat. Just like, honey, listen, it's okay.
We're in a cabin this time.
We weren't even on the internet this time.
So, like, what are you talking about, babe? What's Pathfinder?
Oh my god, well, my personal hell, other than whatever's going on with Tim, is perpetually having to take care of a sick baby.
Oh god!
So that's just Parenthood. So you're fucked.
So you mean Eraserhead?
it's the worst part of Parenthood is taking care of a sick infant, and it's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah. Yep.
You just feel completely helpless.
You're right.
No, look at him.
Tim is.
Look, he's holding his heart. He's
yeah.
Get him a Milkus. He needs a Milkus.
Get this man a Milkus.
Get him his carbonated milk.
Dude, literally,
he is sweating.
Literally, all the like shit about life that has worried me just went away with Tim's laughter.
Yeah. Disappeared. That's what this is about.
So goddamn angelic.
Wow.
I said honestly, Kelly, it's pretty much what you're describing with Eraserhead, because like that movie is just anxiety inducing in times.
Eraserhead.
What was that David Lynch. But yeah, it's basically like a part of me is like taking care of this baby that's just like mutating and stuff like that.
Oh god!
And it's just like, and it's like, yeah, and it's just like each time you're like dread, like constantly dread, but like it's a monster.
I don't know if I could watch that as a parent.
Yeah,
yeah.
There are some horror subjects that like I could watch before that when I watch now I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I could take those anymore.
I experienced that Hannah and I watched Broadchurch years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago before we had Medley.
Dude, yeah.
And, now I can't. I cannot watch that. That brought me to tears originally before I had children, before I had that sentimental connection to my own. Not now.
Once you have kids, you like your tolerance for watching violence or harm against children on TV is like goes away.
Yeah,
it's really hard.
Yep.
Well, that cheery subject.
Well, there's a bunch of drowning children in cages right now.
I didn't say they were children.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Oh, they're old. Fuck them.
We can just leave them.
They're going to die anyway.
How old is your youngest in here? 19. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're fine. Thank God you can't vote.
Fine. So I'll say that the creature that you guys are now getting ready, or that you've encountered, you started this combat with this thing, the Interlocutor. It is living in its own personal hell, but it loves it. It enjoys all the pain that it is being constantly afflicted
like
by.
Like Tim in this podcast.
I mean, look at he's
just
still
got
holding
back
his heart.
To this, John, leave him alone.
Don't tell me what I can't do.
So I will say this. It comes to the Interlector's turn, and Kelly, you hit it with a breath weapon last time.
Yep.
Okay. You see it start to gain a lot of HP back.
What?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Lord. That's not good.
Yes.
It's a regenerator.
It regenerates. You would probably know a Grimshaw because Velstrax, most of them have regeneration. This one looks like it has a very potent version of regeneration.
Good Lord. Bad.
Crumbs. And with the previous Velstrax, was there a way to turn off, right?
Holy.
It was holy when you guys fought the evangelist.
So the holy might do it.
So maybe. So the Karna, or I need a battle prayer it.
Ooh, sure, true.
Or I need to touch it.
Touch.
Holy. Oh.
Okay. It says if it takes damage from a type listed in its regeneration entry, its regeneration deactivates until the end of its next turn. So regeneration always happens on the beginning, so it pretty much just skips one turn of regeneration.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
This is really fucking bad.
Wait, what happened?
If you hit it with the damage type that it's weak to,
yeah,
it'll stop the regeneration for one turn.
Wow.
Yes.
We did this thing with holy every turn.
What you guys did last time that was really smart is that when it went down, you hit it with the holy damage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
So I gotta keep that pocket battle prayer.
Yeah, yeah.
And hope I hit it because I already used my hero point.
Yep. The Interlocutor regenerates. He continues to stand there. He'll just ready in action for when something approaches him. So he just readies. Right now he's standing in between two of the pits, so it looks like he's waiting for you guys to approach the pit or him. So Laszlin and the Scarlet Tribe Poisoner, they walk forward, and Grimshaw, it comes to you.
All right, so I think I'm going to have the Karna go first, so please move forward 35 feet.
Okay.
That means that they're officially in range, so no more range penalties,
all right,
which is a bonkers thing to say for a composite longbow.
I know.
This is huge, huge fucking map.
Yeah. I just need to hit a nat 20, and then it's not even going to be a crit. If I hit a nat 20, I think it's just a success. Because of how high the thing's AC is.
It's pretty high, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
bro,
my God.
Did you not? Did
bro.
You? You did it.
It's a nat 20.
Bro.
Did right. I mention that I am rolling Black Oak Workshop dice?
Okay.
What is this again?
It's a ranged attack.
Is it an arrow or is
it
an arrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a bow.
Piercing.
Correct.
Boo. pinhole, the target takes one persistent bleed damage that can't be removed until the target's healed. So it's still double damage.
Yeah, but it's going to get healed next turn.
But it does holy damage, right?
Well, no, it's not double damage because the total is a 34.
So that would make it a regular success.
Because it didn't hit its AC.
No. I'm saying the
Oh,
yes.
34 is a hit.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is an actual crit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Sweet. I thought its AC was
35. Dude, paying dividends already.
Wow. All right, so I get that double damage.
So 68?
What?
Oh, sorry, I thought you said you did 34 damage. My bad.
No. I was like, God damn, man.
It's just a 1d8 plus 7.
You could say you did 34 damage.
I get deadly d10 as well.
Yep.
Sick.
Yep.
Okay, so... this.
And it's all holy, right?
Uh-huh. So 19 points of holy damage.
Okay. So the bow is holy?
It just says, in parentheses for my range, it says holy.
Yep.
The name of the bow online is Holy Diver. You've been down too long in the midnight scene.
That was sick.
Holy Striker! this is a better one.
No. Alright, sorry, what was the total damage on that?
Let me look at my dice. I didn't move them. 12 plus... wait, hold on. I have to double it first. So 12, 24, plus 7.
Did you use Distracting Arrow, or did you just...
I did not use Distracting Arrow because I had to move. I know.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, from now on, it's Distracting Arrow. Did you get that 31 damage?
I did, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let me, 5, 12, 24, 7, 31. Yep. Man, that is sick.
That's good.
That's really good. I mean, I know I can only hit on a nat 20, but I get an extra roll at basically full attack.
So, you hit it, the Karna hits it with the arrow, and there's a flash of light as it hits, and you can see this thing. It's like, oh, what is this?
Yeah.
What is this feeling of? Good.
Oh, sick. This is awesome. Oh, wait, no. I only have two actions.
I'm just thinking of Skeletor. I don't want to feel good. I want to feel evil.
I want to feel evil. So I'm going to... Grimshaw is going to move. I'm pretty sure I get right there. With 50 feet of movement.
Please make me a...
Yeah, you're in the aura.
Yeah.
Please make me a will save.
Probably fear.
Yeah. Definitely a fear effect. Like, getting close to this guy? Oh, no.
Oh, 33.
Success.
So, crit success.
Yep.
It's time for our final giveaway code for bonus entries for the Black Oak Workshop Dice Giveaway. It ends today, March 31st, so run to the Discord. If you're not a part of it, join it. Go to the giveaways thread, follow the rules to enter, and keep track of all the other codes that we have done so far. The last code is Black Oak. So go to the giveaways thread and enter in the final code, Black Oak. Good luck on the giveaway. Hope you win.
And then with my last action, I'm going to raise my shield. I ain't no fool. If you just want to sit there when we kill you, sure.
Okay. After Grimshaw comes to Elkwood.
Okay. Elkwood, he's going to take a two-action shot. Since he's within range. 19 on the die.
Oh.
Beautiful. That would be... let's see. Sorry. Oh, no. Why did you close? I hate when that does that. Because that should be a... Sorry. Because adding a plus 2 to this. So that would be a plus 24... So a 19 plus
24.
43. That is exactly a critical hit.
Fuck.
Yes. Oh my god.
That's why I use Hunter's Aim.
No way.
What a fucking beast.
All right, absolute monster. I'm sorry I said something about these glow-in-the-dark dice last time. To be fair, it did dominate me the entire goddamn batch. But it did get a natural 19, so...
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, I am just going to roll this one here, because I am not
dealing with this shit. Too much damage.
I can't
so much
hold.
Damage, I can't even hold these dice.
Yeah. Okay, not the worst. 59 points of damage.
Whoa!
God!
Yep.
Okay. So,
yep, and that was his first thing. So we said we never really investigated these pits. Like you said, they were iron.
No. They're just wood logs.
But the logs.
Yeah, but the locks themselves are where you're gonna have to deal with.
Okay. He's on command Vimir to go to the corner here.
Okay.
Of one and see if he can take a strike at the wood.
Okay.
Just because. I mean, he's a big ass, strong, beefy boy. So.
Let me see.
All these people I see don't... is this giant bird. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. Oh god, what is that?
Vomits in there.
So you just have to look up the hardness of wood, and then you just have to approximate how big it is.
Yeah, I mean, these things are logs.
Okay, so
that's
they're
why,
logs.
Yeah, that's why.
I gotcha.
Yeah, that's why they talk about the locks, because that's how you're going to open
Wood structure, hardness of 10, HP 40.
Well,
break is 20.
I'm seeing wood for material hardness. You said HP 10?
Hardness 10.
I'm seeing hardness 5.
I'm looking at wooden structure.
Yeah, these are logs. They're not plants.
Yeah, but what about tree? Because
what's like a tree? Because that
tree trunk.
Wooden
is
structure
five.
Is reinforced door or wooden wall. If it's a tree trunk, I'd say wooden wall's pretty close.
Yeah.
If you say no, tree trunk is listed under wood for example item for a hardness 5.
I guess it does say that.
So is it more of a wooden wall or a tree trunk?
This is some shit Vimir lands on when, like, there's a tree, he lands on it.
Basically, the numbers I said are halved if it's just wood. If it's wood structure, it's 10.
I'm going to say wood structure. Right. I mean, it's made to hold. So
I mean, like, he will still, like, take a peck at it.
Yeah.
I mean, because, I mean, he's not going to get, like, super bonuses out of it. But at the same time, like, there's really no way he can miss it.
Okay.
And the sheer fact is, it's still 2d8 plus 8 damage.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, that doesn't help if I only do 12 damage, but...
Okay.
That's still 2 that gets through.
That's still 2.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just thinking, I don't want him near the Valtrek, but if he can start, like, destroying parts of this thing, then people can start, like, trying to get the hell out.
Yeah. I mean, if he knocks enough logs down, logs float.
Yeah, true.
So it could act as like something to pull you people while they
true.
Out.
All right, so that was 2 actions. Do that. 1 action to command him to go over there and do that. So, yep, okay, I'm done.
Okay. And Kezra.
Kezra.
Got your dragon breath back because it refreshed immediately.
I have to wait 1 round.
Right.
So 1 round means it cools down for 1 round.
Gotcha.
God, dragon form sucks.
dog shit spell.
Dog shit spell, that's right. Kezra is going to strafe this guy, so he's going to move into his aura.
Okay. Make a will save as you enter it.
Yep. Oh, that's good. That's good. 32, I think.
32. That is a success.
Oh, sweet.
I don't know. Jake, like, paused for a moment. A success.
That is a success. So he will come in for a jaw strike.
Okay.
His teeth still crackling with lightning. Oh! An 18 on the die.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Let's go.
For a... 40.
Whoa. That's a hit, my friend.
Jesus.
Whoa.
What a beast.
I know, all of a sudden, Kezra.
Oh my god.
Wait till you hear the damage.
My dick's already hard.
I thought that was your spike shield.
That's always hard.
Oh god, I rolled really well. Alright. So, that was a regular hit, right?
Yeah.
So... 26 piercing damage and 7 lightning damage.
Ooh, damn, Jesus, that's Christ. Pretty solid. All right, so for a total of what?
33.
Damn.
And second attack will be a claw.
Second attack?
What?
Claw strike coming in.
Tim, two man,
19 on the die.
Oh my god. Oh,
my agile, agile claw.
Yep.
So that's a... 37 to hit.
Yeah, to hit.
This will be 3d10 slashing.
Yes.
Dear God. I swear, if you just kill him, that'd be funny shit.
Oh boy, that's 23 slashing.
Okay.
Nice.
Absurd.
And then
absurd.
What else he got?
And then he will fly over.
That's right, you're hasted.
By meow.
Alright, so as you go to fly away, he does get an attack of opportunity on you.
Right.
Sure.
Okay.
So I'll say don't crit.
29.
Hmm? That's exactly a hit.
Damn it.
For Ben, but I thought your AC was like a little bit higher.
My AC went from 27 to 29.
Oh, okay. 41 points of slashing.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Fuck.
And 2d6 persistent bleed.
Okay.
Oh, man. With no save or anything?
Nope.
I mean, he's got scythe for hands.
Yeah. Makes sense, but man, that's nasty.
Is it 2d6?
Yeah.
All right, well, this is on my turn, so I'll take that now.
The dragon's flesh.
Hear me out.
7 damage.
If I can bust this cage open,
yeah,
maybe we can force him into the pit.
All right, I natural 20 on the recovery check.
Okay. All right.
So I fly another 35 feet up and over yonder.
Okay.
So I'm back south near my friends again.
Got it. After that, Benson.
Okay. I don't want to use my cloak right now. But I it's going to be another wasted turn if I don't close. Give me an idea, Jake. Where is the lock on this? The cage closest to Benson.
If you go up to probably, I would say the middle would have like. I would say the corner because that's where they would have like opened up like a hatch to let them in.
There's no way I can get there this turn. Not unless I burn my cloak.
Your cloak would get you. You could get directly behind him in the diagonal square if you cloaked.
Well, and if you're going toward the cage.
Yeah, John's going toward the lock breaking cage.
Just
yeah.
So he could just destroy the locks.
I'm trusting on you and him to deal with this thing for right now. Because, again, I've got the adamantine weapon.
Yeah. Cuts through the hardness. You could slash through locks, logs, whatever.
I don't want to use my cloak right now, though. Because I feel like as water starts flowing in, this shit's going to get really bad. And I might need to jump over to another cage.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fuck! Okay, I'll just run 60 more feet closer. Great. Exciting turn.
Okay. The Interlector's turn comes up.
My character, now. Can I...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and move there. And then I will move the Interlector. So the Interlector is going to step up to Grimshaw.
Yep.
That's what you always wanted.
I never thought this day would come.
All right. First attack. Hold on one second. Hold on.
I'm so freaked out right now.
I'm very scared.
So freaked out.
Very scared.
Maybe he'll just deal damage since you... approaching him. Alright, first attack.
Approaching me.
37 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay.
34 points of damage.
What kind?
Slashing.
Alright, so minus from the armor, 31. Minus from stone skin, 26.
And 2d6 bleed.
Yeah.
Right.
Dang. 2d6 bleed just to get hit.
Yep.
And them sharp scissors.
We might have to jump on this thing and just wipe it out.
Yeah.
Because if this thing just consistently gets hits, we are fucked.
Second attack is a 41.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay.
Yeah, one man crit for me.
But I'm glad he didn't roll that high on me.
it's casual looking down gun. It's a dragon form.
30 points of slashing.
It's
So minus 8 from that, so 22.
Yep.
I think the champions have to get close to each other.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Okay. Can't do that. Okay. That was its turn. Next comes to Laszlin. Laszlin and her poisoner are making their way over.
I love how it's a poisoner from, like, that probably that one room.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
These are the guys that made me blind.
They cast in the darkness spell. Watch out.
My big brother's going to beat the shit out of you.
I mean, at this point, probably Laszlin would be the one that, like, probably smacked the poisoner around. Like, what the hell are you doing?
The poisoner runs ahead of her, but Laszlin is going to try to take a shot at you guys.
Damn, wait, what?
Longbow.
Yeah, I know that, but...
Even if it's outside the range increment, it's only minus 2.
For every increment, she might be 300 feet away.
So minus 6.
Yeah.
I like that. It looks like Jake is just lining up a shot. I see the arrow. Let's just
go back. 255 feet from Grim.
Yeah, so three range increments.
Okay. She's actually going to try to shoot Kezra.
That makes sense.
Big ass dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trying to shoot down the dragon. 34 to hit.
Hit.
No. Is that with the minus 6?
With the minus 6, 28.
Miss.
Okay.
Yep.
Woohoo. Good call.
Would hit the old Kezra.
This is Dragon Kezra.
This is Dragon Kezra.
West Virginia, Dragon Kezra.
She will... Oh, sorry. She had knocked 2 arrows doing that, so she will take she will get another shot. Miss on that one as well, though. And... Okay. After that... yeah, the poisoner spent her entire turn doing that, so it comes to you, Grimshaw, now.
Oh, wow. Okay, so first action for Grimshaw. Gonna sustain the spell for the Karna. The Karna's gonna go ahead and use that 2-action distracting arrow.
Okay.
So if I hit... Fun stuff happens. I mean, it's like a 1 in 20 chance, you know what I'm saying? So we'll see. Ah, miss. Miss with a 24.
Okay.
That's fine, though. Because, expected to hit every 1 in 20 rolls.
Sure.
And then with my next action, I'm going to raise my shield so that I have that first. And then I guess with my last action, I'm just gonna strike out.
Okay.
Gotta do some damage. Like, Grimshaw is, like, stealing himself. He is, like, terrified.
Understandably.
Terrified. And he just feels like this small boy. He doesn't pull it together with a 27.
Okay.
He's just, it's too strong. I can't do this.
All right. And is that the end of your turn?
Yep.
Please make me a will save.
Right. Even though I crit succeeded?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Good. 25.
Fail. This is called Glimpse of Stolen Flesh. When a creature ends its turn in the aura, it sees pieces of its own body amid the interlocutor's form. So you see, like, pieces of your own flesh. You see, like, one of your ears in its, like, abdomen. And you see, like, its eyes, like, your own eyes dripping out of its eye.
Yeah, just like that poor woman in the parade.
Yep.
You're
stunned one.
Wow.
Real quick, can we have a general idea how fast these pits are being filled?
Oh, yeah. Now that we've had a couple rounds.
Yep.
They're filled already, actually.
They're all dead.
It's about 4 feet around.
How deep are the pits?
15 feet.
4 feet around?
Yes.
That's a lot of water. All right.
We've got 4 rounds.
Right.
I mean, these cages are really far apart.
I don't think
thing is really fast.
I don't think we can physically actually do this.
Well,
we'll see what we can do.
My vote is kill this thing.
Yeah, we definitely need to take this thing out, so.
Open. It is your turn, though.
Okay. All right. Same thing. Two actions. Hunter's aim. What's that,
oh
Jake? What the fuck is that, Jake?
Come on.
What a boy.
It? Look, it rolled right in front of you.
It did.
Natty 20.
Yes.
Oh. Rolled a natty 20 right on Jake's penis.
It pretty much did.
Did you take your one bleed damage?
Oh, yeah. Last round.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's dead.
All right. I took my one bleed.
You'll get double damage. Gusher, the target takes 1d6 persistent bleed. So now you're taking 1d6 at the end of the
game. All right.
Yeah, we'll take that.
And that doesn't say until healed, so it's a DC 15 like normal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nice.
All right, let's see what longbow damage is.
Everybody's bleeding all over this battlefield.
Hey, Tip, look at that one.
Oh!
Big damn.
79 points of damage.
Holy shit!
There Jesus we go. Christ. There we go.
That was... 8, 4, 7, 6, a 5 on deadly, 3, and a 3. Like, it just...
Yeah. Dude, the police are coming for you. You're a murderer.
Like, hey.
A murderer.
I gotta feel... It's like I feel better. See, if I do one more to shoot again, I'll be losing on that. But I also want... I feel like I need a Command Vimir to attack the things. Because if he can at least get big enough numbers, if he can destroy like parts of that log, then people can start coming out of that. I mean, they have to go single file, but
yeah. Yeah, it's got two actions. It's basically an automatic hit, so.
Yeah, so he'll take his last action, command Vimir to attack. Okay. So, let's see, roll damage. 17 points of damage.
Okay.
On the wood.
Yep.
And he's just on attack again. Oh my god, 21 points of damage.
Nice.
I would say that he's able to break the lock off. So
yes.
So when they start floating to the top because of the water, they should be able to start climbing out of that one.
Whoa!
I'm not going to open the door for you, really. I mean, I could actually. I'm thinking about it. We could go back to the golem fight from in the jungle.
Oh.
Wait, so Vimir just like checked off that
the big one, the biggest one, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
Whoa. Vermeer on cage duty?
Well,
meta play.
Yeah, the problem being is that he has to take two actions to get to each one. So, I mean, we still need to spread out and take out. But he can at least try and interlip. But,
all right,
there we go.
Kezra, it's your turn.
All right, Kezra does like a big loop around the battlefield. So he like flies over to the right over Grimshaw. And then back over here.
Okay.
And then back over here.
Okay.
He's just flying.
Why is he flying around?
It's just thematic, like dragons circling.
Sure.
I'm doing a sudden charge as a feat, so I get to move twice and then attack.
Yeah.
So he like circles the Valstrak and then just charges from the other side, flanking with Grimshaw.
Yeah. All right.
Bite.
And I think flying rolls make it so that, you know, it takes a lot of movement to make sharp turns, but you have the movement, right?
I have 200 feet of movement.
Yeah.
I don't think a 50-foot circle.
Throw that ass in a circle. All right.
Okay, that'll be 33 to hit flanking.
Yep, that's a hit.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. Let's get my damage in.
I'm just going to say it. Dragon Kaiser OP. A
little bit.
Jake nerf.
No, definitely not.
Shut the fuck up, John.
It's like, Jake nerf? Fine. Every combat's in a small cavern now.
Just a forever dungeon crawl.
Oh my god.
You're gone.
Are you
why
rolling
do you need
D10s?
So many dummies?
2d12, 2d6.
What?
Holy shit.
Poor rolls this time. 6, 12, 18 damage.
Okay.
And then I will do a swipe it with his claw. Ooh, that's probably not going to be good enough. No, 26.
Yeah, it's a miss.
And then last action. Last action, he will... He's gonna fly. He's gonna fly backwards.
Yep.
He'll provoke. I don't care.
Okay.
Keep moving, Dragon Boy.
39 to hit.
That is a crit.
Okay.
Well, you're not moving then.
Liberating stuff.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
It would have been before I moved out of this
exactly.
range.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you're not in 15 feet.
Really? I was when I got hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was because I'm adjacent to him here.
Yeah.
So
he was within range at the moment.
57 points of slashing.
44 points of slashing.
Ugh. I have to land and get some heals.
Yikes.
He just, like, eats the potion bottle.
Okay.
Okay. Benson, it is your turn.
I mean, you like, with Vamir already unlocking one, you could, I don't know how close you are, but you could swipe the lock on the other pretty easily with your, you know, adamantic cutting through hardness.
Yeah. That's the thing is, you need help.
I'm fine for now. Like, I'm gonna keep myself pretty stocked up on HP in case of a crit.
You say the lock's right here, Jake?
Yeah. So if you get up to that, like, inside corner.
Benson.
I also didn't fly up. I am ground level.
Oh. Okay.
I slid around, so you technically could reach me if you wanted to heal me.
Hint, wink, wink, wink.
He's got two giant scissor wounds in his chest.
If I'm doing anything right now, it's teleporting to that corner. You sure you didn't land closer to me?
There's a little nudge from Kelly there to push Kezreal forward.
I was like 5 feet from
it. Yeah.
So you got this dragon just nosing and like,
please.
Reach out.
Thank you.
Heal. Then Benson turns into a cloud of smoke. As he appears here.
All right.
And he immediately swings at the lock.
Well, you lay on hand. Is a cloak one action or two?
Yes, one action.
No, the cloak is two.
Yeah, it's two.
God damn it.
Remember, it works like Dimension Door. Yeah.
Oh, you're there now, so.
You are there now.
Yeah, that was a big fucking cooldown.
Okay. Right. After Benson, it comes to the Interlector's turn.
Interlector
is going to regain some HP.
I don't know why, but it kind of reminds me of a...
Wait.
Exterminate.
Did you... Wait, as you're
no,
trying to come
no
down?
Holy damage.
The Karna missed.
Missed, okay.
Karna missed, and I didn't do any holy because I'm kind of waiting.
Okay.
Unfortunately, one battle prayer. That's all I got.
This one sees. Oh no! You are a juicy little Kyle.
Oh, don't say it like that.
yeah, he did. Juicy little Kyle. Right. Your flesh, I desire. First attack on
no.
you.
No.
32 to hit.
That's a miss, actually, because I raised my dang shield.
That's true, okay. He did.
Okay. Whoa.
Nice.
No juicy for you. And then his armor also has juicy on the back of it.
Okay. And then it will... it'll strike again.
All right.
40 to hit.
Oh. Yep.
Okay. Maybe he'll roll.
37.
Okay.
And the 2d6 bleed.
Right.
And then it will focus its gaze on you. Make another will save.
Oh man, that's pin is needles for eyes.
Yep.
The needle eye thing actually is the thing that gets me.
Yeah, it's the...
I don't know why. It's just the one thing I'm like, oh no, don't look at me.
Yeah.
You're creepy.
Oh, it was on the 19, then it went to a 3, so 23. 23.
Okay. So you're already stunned.
Yep.
Okay. In addition, if the creature was already stunned on a failed save, what?
You said that it was already stunned.
Yeah.
I'm already stunned.
Yep. It feels its internal organs twist and writhe and is clumsy too for 1 minute.
Oh no.
1 minute?
I don't think that's going to hurt your AC at all, but oh no.
No, I have like a +1 bonus because of the type of armor I have. Oh my gosh.
All right. Let's see if I...
You said clumsy too?
Yep.
That takes away my... I got a -2 now.
Okay. What the heck? Oh, yeah, yeah, because I think clumsy just gives a minus two. I don't think it takes away, like, dex.
No,
so.
Yeah.
Okay. It passes, so do the... Who did the 1d6? Was that you, Mark?
Yes.
Okay, so roll the 1d6 for this turn.
And it's dead. I was like, each time. Just wanted to be funny. let's see what we got here. Oh. 1 point.
One.
Man.
I can make you bleed, too. 1 point.
Like one drop of blood.
Oh, yeah, did you take your 2d6, I mean, your 1d6 persistent bleed?
That was it.
We just
that
did.
Was it. I rolled a one.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
All right. It comes to Laszlin's turn. Laszlin is... Oh, I hit Control Z at one point, and it moved the poisoner back. That was really weird.
Huh. I was going to say something.
Yeah, I was like, I hit Control Z because I...
It's Laszlin's turn. The poisoner just ran.
She ran.
She's like, no, the darkness.
Okay. She is going to go running up.
Taking aim.
And she is going to do a twin shot on Benson.
Fair enough.
To try and stop you. So, first attack. God almighty, natural one.
Yes!
Let's go!
You know what sucks is that, like, I don't think the poison matters. Like, if we're saving...
Those poisoners actually did some decent damage on us.
They do. We can't just ignore them.
We can't ignore them.
Yeah.
That's, like, the issue with them. Was this a ranged attack?
Yes.
Oh, you're going to be so mad.
Oh, my God.
So much blood. You are sickened. 3.
What?
Holy okay. shit. Okay.
What, right. for Laszlin?
Laszlin.
Yeah, for Laszlin. Beautiful. Okay. Sickened 3.
Wow.
Stupid.
For the badass hyena lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
She saw... My God. Just too much.
Oh, that! I knew those things were bloody, but that's just my.
I know we're about to drown a bunch of people, but that was just too much.
That was
that
too
interlocker,
much.
Man.
37 on the second.
That hits.
Okay.
That's with the minuses.
Minus three.
So 34.
That. Is
what about
exact.
The range increment penalty?
Yeah.
Two.
No. So the sickened. So
sickened is automatic.
Yeah, no. Okay. Well, no, and I know that, but she makes both the twin shot at the same time.
Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah. So,
but the range increment.
Right. So the range increment was what?
Minus one.
Depends how far away. How far away is?
What's the range? He's 170.
So that's two.
Those two. So 30.
So minus four.
So 33.
Nope.
No. Okay. All right.
Gotta get close to Jake.
Poisoner.
Or be a hunter and just.
Yeah, and then just don't
double
care.
It. Okay. It's going to be their turns. She's the poisoner continues to run. Grimshaw.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I am stunned one, so I lose an action.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two actions left. I want to sustain the Karna. So I sustain the Karna, trying to fish for that nat 20.
Maybe a 19 will hit.
Yeah, 19 might hit, but that's a miss.
Okay.
My last action.
Just raise your shield. Just,
yeah.
Just
like
do
I want to heal.
Wait, can you? Because you were stunned one, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then you sustained.
Yeah, so I have one more action left.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I'm gonna raise my shield.
Okay. Wait, no, didn't you only have two actions?
Yeah, one.
Sustain.
And then raise shield.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
because the Karna will do its own thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How long am I clumsy? A minute, you said?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Clumsy two for a minute.
Ugh.
It's a minus two to my AC for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yucks.
That's really bad.
That's
terrible.
Okay.
All
right. After that... Elkwood.
Okay. First action he's going to do is tell Vimir. He's like, Vimir, go to the far left cage. And, oh, jeez. I got to zoom in first so I can see my numbers. Because I am blind otherwise. Measurement controls, like, got all weird for a moment.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. 2d6 bleed. My bad.
Oh, yes.
Roll that for me.
Sorry. 2d6 bleed.
God.
Six.
Six. Okay, and I'll roll the check, even though I'm just going to get it again. Three. I still have it.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. That is... God.
That's his 80. It's just to the other side of the cage he's on.
I'm just double checking.
65. Yep, that's 80.
Oh my god.
It's so stupid. This field is crazy.
So stupid.
Okay. Anyway, so that was one action to command him move. And he's gonna take two actions. Actually, he's gonna take just single shot actions.
Okay.
Because namely, just to make sure he hits. So that would be a 36 to hit.
That's a hit.
So that's good. At least if I could knock down that regeneration as much as possible. Roll damage. 33 points of damage.
Okay.
God, in fact, he's still up.
I know that regeneration that's right. Back in play is tough.
Okay, and he's just gonna roll again. 14 plus 17.
31.
31's probably
miss.
Yeah.
Okay. Kezra.
What is the poisoner wielding? Crossbow?
Yep. Her trusty crossbow.
Alright, Kezra's gonna do some dragon shit. Kezra is going to sudden charge to the poisoner.
Oh god.
So okay. that's two move actions and an attack for two actions.
Okay.
One of my barbarian feats I've never friggin' used. okay.
So. Yeah, I thought that was a dragon thing, but you're tapping into the barbarian. Mm-hmm.
Tapping into the barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
So screech across the battlefield.
Scream!
So slow because the map's so big. So gets there. Jaw attack on the poisoner.
Okay.
Ooh, shit, what's my to hit? 27. Fucking
miss.
Terrible roll.
Natural
5. It's okay, because I unleash Dragon Breath on Lazlin and the Poisoner.
Yeah!
All right.
So my reflex saves.
Okay. Poisoner first. 30 total.
Success.
Okay. And then Lazlin. Stupid second fucking bullshit.
Yes.
I hate this. Stupid. 26, so fail.
Fail. Alright, so okay. That will be...
One of them failed. That's good.
Oh, 41 damage.
Oh,
on 10d6. 10d6. Really good roll.
God damn, wow. Yeah.
So 41 for Lazlin, 20 for the poisoner.
Okay.
Amazing.
And my recharge. Oh, come on, get another one.
Yeah, let's see that. Let's see it. Let's see it.
Three.
Three rounds.
Still. Right, Benson.
So Benson is now positioned in front of a lock.
Yep.
Just a general question. Would this be easier to do if I was using a hammer?
I mean, it's all adamantine, so
it just cut through it.
Yeah.
Right. Your sword is designed to destroy everything.
So like butter, baby.
Your sword is Wolverine claws.
Yeah.
Like, you're going through shit. Shink.
All right, so do I roll to attack?
Isn't it automatic?
Just do damage.
Yeah, I was just saying, just do damage. It's going to be...
A stationary
block. Yeah.
Ah, shit. 12 damage.
Okay.
It all goes through.
All goes through.
And second attack.
Okay.
I mean...
Sorry. Thanks, people.
Oh, good. I was doing some math.
13 points of slashing. I'm really rolling shit right now.
It doesn't matter. You ignore hardness.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, that was 13 plus 6.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, then yeah. Wait, there are two attacks. You cut the lock.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
Sorry. And then you one more action, right?
You had a 6 the first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So that's another cage. Good.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. We only got one more.
Cool.
Well,
no, we have two more.
Two more.
Two more.
Oh,
still.
There's four.
There's one really far up there.
Yeah. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that one's like 200
feet
away.
Here's the thing. Do I move to try to help Grimshaw or do I move for cages? Because my cloak is down. I can't.
I think you should help Grimshaw.
Yeah,
we've done a lot of damage to this guy, but he is healing.
Yeah,
I think we're still doing a lot of damage.
If you can do holy damage to him, that's what we desperately need.
I can't do that this turn.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, just to have you there, just to maybe burn his regen out.
Here's a crazy idea.
Oh no.
I have a lot of movement speed. I can move 150 feet in a round.
You want to swap?
Swap weapons.
Weapons.
Swap rolls.
Because I don't know if I could break through the hardness with my Morningstar. You want to wield the Morningstar, Milani John?
Oh my god.
You want to wield Nail?
I am a day's Nail.
I could almost move 3 times your speed, you know?
Let's do it.
All right.
Benson!
Wait a second.
What?
Benson has a +1 adamantine battle axe in his inventory, too.
No.
That's my current. It was transferred.
Right, you shifted. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, we don't have 2 adamantine coming. I would have had my paws all over
so
that.
Cool.
Be like, born to start Milani, who? Battle axe and Milani.
So I moved. I can't do anything else, but if we set this up, we're good.
Okay.
Wow.
This is so wild.
I fucking love this idea.
Benson, you ended your turn in his aura. Please make a will save.
Oh, yeah. His aura sucks, by the way.
Yeah, I did fine.
Just don't fail it. Just roll good.
Just roll good. That's a problem for me, Mark. I'm good at doing actions that don't require me to dice roll.
Yeah, really?
Which is why I have this whole idea of just chopping logs and breaking locks.
34.
34 or so success. So you're fine there. All right. At the end, or at that point, the interlocutor's turn comes up. He gains some H-Pizzle back, and he's going to
H-Pizzle
heal himself.
What?
Oh, shit.
I need more flesh.
And you can see that his wounds start to heal up as he heals himself.
You fucking pervert.
This
sucks.
Does it look like magic?
Yes, it looked as though he regenerated magically.
Whoa.
So he has a heal spell. I mean,
no, he has regeneration.
Well, that too.
Well, that too. But
he has regeneration, but he looks like he cast a heal spell.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
And then he will strike out at Grimshaw. 42 to hit.
Oh, because I'm clumsy. That's a crit.
Okay.
Dang, man.
Oh no, I'm going down actually. Like legit going down.
Okay.
I should have healed because it was a crit anyways.
Oh. It has 80 points of damage.
Oh, Grimshaw Lord.
Goes down. Dying
yeah.
too.
Holy fuck.
Oh my gosh.
So as he strikes Grimshaw down, you see him just drag the scythe through his abdomen.
Oh. Yes, let me inspect your insides.
Gross.
At that point, it comes to Laslin. Laslin sees the dragon come toward her, so she's going to take some shots at you. Okay, let me see. Are you within melee with a poisoner?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's good. Because you're a dragon, right? Probably do dragon stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Do some dragon.
He has a crossbow in his hand, so.
Yeah. First attack, so twin shot again. 31 to hit.
It's a hit.
Okay. That is going to be. Let me do the second attack because of the fact that the twin shot combines damage, so. Second attack from the twin shot, 40 to hit.
Crit.
No.
Oh god, okay.
No.
Might have been a bad idea to come over here.
Oh.
I just wanted to get to the next round. That's all I needed.
Oh god. God almighty. But I need to add this.
Jake's like, let me pull up my laptop's calculator.
My Excel spreadsheet.
Okay.
It was 106 points of damage.
Holy shit. Wait.
Ow. All right, well, I am at... I go into Ferocity, and I have... I get some temporary hit points.
Hey!
Whoa.
Wait, so was that because it was, like, the double attack? And then...
So she has something
okay.
called Superior Pack Attack.
Oh.
Lesson deals damage to any creature that's within reach of at least one of her allies.
Oh,
fuck. She trapped wow. you. My God.
So you're within the melee of the poisoner, and she takes these, and it hits you right in the neck twice.
Oh.
Slick, slick.
Not good.
Damn. No, she... Damn. It's clever.
The poisoner, very scared, is going to... run here to the side.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. What was the second attack? The crit? It was a 40?
40.
I have Lay on Hands.
Okay. Okay. All right, so let me...
Another thing. Uh-huh. I just want to clarify.
Uh-huh.
So for base pack attack, you have to be
No. Adjacent. I had that last round. Benson's gone again.
All right.
He healed. All right, so it's fine.
So for, does Superior Pack Attack not require you to be adjacent to the enemy? Is that the implication? Because regular Pack Attack...
She deals extra damage to any creature that's within reach of at least one of her allies.
I think that's the reason why it's superior.
Yes.
She's a bow character. She's designed this way.
Yes.
Just seems so unfair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then she'll try to do... I guess she'll try to...
Wretch?
Yeah, she'll... Yeah.
Wait, who's wretching?
Lazlan's going to try to wretch, because Twin Shot's the two action.
Oh, yeah.
So she has an action I forgot about, but I'm not forgetting about it now. fortitude save, and this is against... What? Oh, your AC? No, it wouldn't be against your AC. What would it be against? Because she rolled a natural one.
That's just an automatic fail.
Yeah.
No. She's trying to roll.
Oh, you're talking about the DC.
Yeah. The DC to wretch and get rid of one of these second.
Whoever she was targeting is class DC.
Okay. Well, I was got a 25 on the 4-2 save, so fail. Still second. Poisoner. I think the poisoner's got. She wants. All right. Gonna get away from you, but only like 5 feet, so she can get this crossbow shot off. So she's going to try to shoot you with a crossbow. 25 to hit, so miss. And then reload.
Okay, good.
Grimshaw, it's your turn. Oh wait, you.
I move right before move the right, interlocutor.
Yes. In which case,
Simon.
It's my turn.
Elkwood, yes.
Okay. So he's going to take an action since he already commanded Vemir to head to the other cage.
Is Vemir within the R or is he above it?
Fuck if I know, man. This map is fucking big. How far? What, 15 feet?
And is he on the ground? Is he like flying on the ground or did he fly up?
He's like, he kind of like lifts himself off and flies like 10 feet above the ground.
Okay, so like, he's a giant you could still be in that then.
Wait, how big's the aura?
It's pretty fucking big.
Okay.
I'm just making sure you're not, like, way above him, that's all.
No.
So have him make a will save from his turn, just because.
It would be a 25, so he failed it.
Fail, so he's stunned one, then.
Okay.
As the mirror sees a beak on the face of this thing in feathers.
It's fucking gross, man.
Yeah. As if this thing wasn't disturbing enough to Vemir, now he sees bird things.
All right, well... One move action. Let's go, because he's stunned. Getting that out of the way. So Elk is going to take... Oh my god. It's like looking at the freaking numbers. I'm just like, it's so small. He's coming up, taking a move action to get closer. And he's going to take two shots.
Okay.
So a 17 on the die on this one. So okay. That is 20, 30,
39.
39
is a hit.
Okay. 28 points of damage.
20.
And he's going to fire again.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Kezra, it comes to your turn. You are wobbling.
Kezra is going to step up to the poisoner.
No, stay away.
And attempt to grapple the poisoner.
Okay.
I was thinking this.
That should do it. That will be 27.
27. This is against a reflex DC.
Fortitude DC.
Fortitude DC. No, that does not do it, actually.
Hmm.
Did you roll low?
Oh, wait. Oh, no. Plus 23. So, oh. 10 more.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay.
So sorry.
37?
Oh, I was like...
37.
I was like, that should do it. And I was like, that's a really low roll. What do you
think? Yeah, that's why I was concerned. I was
what
like,
game are you playing over there, man?
I thought that was low.
Anyway. Yeah, so you, she is successfully grappled.
All right. This is what I'm going to do. With her grabbed, I am going to use my last two actions to fly here and drop her in the cage.
Drop her on the cage.
So as I'm flying through this moment, I'm going to drop her for free.
Sure, yeah.
In the cage.
On the cage.
For free action to drop.
Is it not big enough for her to fall through?
No, no.
Okay, then I never wanted to do that. I thought the grates were big enough.
No, so the...
Because, like, when you zoom in on them, those are...
I know.
Giant big holes.
Fucking holes. Yeah. Let me explain this for the listeners. They made a map, and it's a beautiful map. When you stretch it out to, like, this size, it gets so pixelated. Yep. So, yeah. So yeah, the reason why I say that, too, is because when the water starts to fill up, they will start to drown because they cannot
get through
the gate.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Otherwise, they could just crawl out.
Understood.
It's not much of a cage, okay. Then, is it?
Change of plan. Since you only moved 5 feet away,
yep.
I'll hit you with my tail, which has 10-foot reach.
Sure.
So that will be... the exact same roll.
Wow, impressive.
So, 36.
36, that's a hit.
And that will be... 3d10.
Jesus Christ. That's your tail?
Yep.
Yeah.
What?
With reach.
That's dragons.
Dude, dragons are...
10. And 8.
Nice.
So, 19 plus 6 is 25 damage.
25. Okay.
And then... I will fly... Actually, I could just swing again. And then go fly to Benson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
You're hasted.
I am hasted.
You got all the actions in the world.
Got all the actions. I only need two actions to get over to him safely. Actually, how far am I?
Super hasted.
How far am I?
Fast as fuck, boy.
Sorry. My turn to take forever.
We're starting to get to that point at your levels where, like,
okay, yeah.
There's so much within, like, spells and turns.
I still need two actions to get to Benson.
Okay.
So I will one more attack. Miss.
Okay.
And I will fly directly to Benson.
Benson, please!
He just got this dragon, like, nudging him again.
Heels. Can I have another heal?
He looks in very bit much pain. Help.
I've got two dead people in front of me.
You ended your turn inside of the Interlocutor's aura, so please make a will save.
Bad. I will...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It should just be stunned. So maybe stun 1, stun 2, stun 3. I don't think it'd be more than stun 3. I don't know if I'd burn a hero point on this, what I'm saying.
21.
That is a fail.
Okay.
Well, I'll say this. It's a critical fail, but it doesn't say anything about a critical failure.
Yep.
So
that's what I was counting on.
Stun one.
Not bad.
All right. Sucks.
So that just evened you out because you were hasted, so.
Evens you out.
Yeah. So. Not bad. All right. After that, Benson.
Alright. I need to use an action to heal Kezra.
Yep.
I also need to use an action to heal Grimshaw.
I mean, I don't. Do you have enough movement to get to me? I don't think you do.
Nope.
You should.
It's 30. It's 35 to get to Grimshaw.
If you go to Grimshaw, I drew his AOL. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Nope.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
You
will draw his AOL.
Yeah.
You could. I mean, you could pop a heal, walk up, hit, and then next turn get to me.
True.
That's looks like what I have to do.
Okay.
Touch dragon.
Touch drag.
Yeah. Touch dragon.
Yeah.
There you go, boy.
I really love the AC bonus.
Yeah.
Come on, hit me.
All right. It will do its AOE as you step up.
So you can't even, like, walk up to this thing.
Yeah, it's got to reach.
Yeah.
God, that's stupid.
Right, then it's going to be 33 to hit, which is...
Fuck off!
A miss.
Yeah.
All right. That was one less, but I don't know why you got so mad about that.
Knock, knock. Daddy's home.
I honestly thought you were like, oh, hit. Oh, that was like 80 points of damage. Sorry, John.
He still got his big fuck apron on.
Big fuck. Big fuck.
Never took it off.
No, this is my entire personality now, actually. So, all right. And so...
So I will swing.
Okay.
Last action.
Hmm?
16 on the dice.
That's a hit. That's definitely a 16,
hit. 16, 21.
Let's go.
37.
37, that's a hit.
Mm. 16, that was a good roll.
Yeah.
I thought it was 19. I got really excited.
Oh yeah, because that would have been key.
All right, so that is...
Let's get the damage.
16 points of slashing.
All right.
Okay.
Big fuck.
Did he take persistent bleed last time?
I don't think he did. Let me. I'll roll it here. Oh no! Indeed, you roll it, and then I'll roll the assisted recovery. Fail. So still got the bleed. So give me.
Haha! You bleed.
For how much?
I'm moving up in the world two.
Two. Hey,
take that, Jake.
That's twice as much as last time.
I mean, it'd be funny as shit if you're like, and he.
Grimshaw, is your turn. Please make.
Oh no.
Death saving throw?
Do you have a hero point?
I'm bleeding.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I'm at dying too.
Fuck.
Ooh.
So you could die.
Knees weak. Palms sweaty.
All of us were like looking at each other, and then we all kind of looked at Tim at the same time and realized he was in horror.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna cry.
Get a Milky ready.
I didn't even Milk cry, bro. I don't want to lose Grimshaw.
You're not gonna. Come on.
Jake, wait, don't. Okay, so do you not have a hero point? Oh, you used a hero point earlier.
I used it earlier.
Okay.
Jake, don't do this to him.
The dice Look are, man. The dice are gonna
Look
do it.
Look at him. He made us a nice dinner tonight.
Look, I loved him more than all of you, and I don't want Grimshaw to die.
How dare you?
Jake, my God.
If I die...
Subscribe.
Can I bring my new character to this fight?
The new character be one of the people that comes out of the pit, alright?
That actually would be kind of badass.
A monk.
I didn't intend to mean I wanted you to die. I don't want you to die.
Look, just roll the die.
Holy shit.
Just roll the die. Just roll the die.
I don't roll well.
Look at him.
Oh my god.
Tim was a combination of crying and laughing at the same time.
He's ugly He's crying. Dead.
Yeah. He's dead.
He's not gonna, oh, he's not gonna die.
He's not gonna die, Tim.
No.
Are you serious?
That was a 9. He failed the death saving throw.
Fuck, it worked out. Killed.
Wait, no, are you serious?
He's dead.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, he's it got the bleed.
Nine. Because
oh,
then no. He's a dying 3, and then the bleed damage after takes it.
Why didn't I make a character with Die Hard?
You didn't take Die Hard.
I had 11 levels. Not once.
Wait. Do you have toughness?
I don't think so. Let me check.
Wait. Like, hold on. Let me see.
I don't think toughness helps.
It reduces the DC by 1.
Yeah, I got a 9.
Oh, you got a 9.
Yeah.
Let me double. Maybe.
Yeah, because he would have to beat a 12, right?
Maybe I wasn't
yeah,
stupid. Maybe I took Die Hard and I just forgot.
Look what you did, Jake. Are you proud?
No.
I am Shadow Sight.
You did this, Jake.
I didn't, actually.
God, I forgot about the bleed.
Yeah.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
Oh, my God. I guess I'll see you guys next time.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, and I'll save that one.
If you're like me, you've got a lot of hobbies. Maybe you enjoy playing a video game. Maybe you like rolling dice with your friends. Or maybe you can't get enough of card games. Well, did you know that Misty Mountain Gaming carries spin-down dice? If you're the uninitiated and you don't know what a spin-down die is, it is a dice that has the numbers from 40 to 1 arranged in such a fashion that the descending or ascending number is right next to it. It is commonly used to track something like mana in a certain popular card game. So, maybe you like to keep with those online dice rollers for your D&D campaigns, but you enjoy the feel of tangible cards when you play Magic the Gathering. Well, head on over to Misty Mountain Gaming and go ahead and pick up some spin down metal D40s. And hey, while you're there, you can use code DragonPunchSquad for 10% off. It's MistyMountainGaming.com. Code DragonPunchSquad for 10% off. We'll see you all in the next episode. Bye.